It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
Our intro is so fun. I love it.
It's very...
I don't know, it's like
contemporary.
Jazzy. I don't know. It's like we're inviting you in. Bum, bum, ba-da-da. I don't know.
It's not day after Halloween music, though.
No, it's not. All right, so we have a fun show. We need some fun facts, though. What's our fun facts for today, Kirk?
Oh, shoot.
We don't have anything pulled up?
Well, no. By the way, we did the show like...
We had the best show! And then, you know what? I'm gonna throw somebody under the bus.
Yep.
Who are we throwing under the bus?
Let's throw Glenn under the bus. Glenner, if you're listening, we're throwing you under
the bus. Glenner, we're throwing you under the bus. I'm going to take my coat off.
You said he saw it and then disappeared.
Yeah. I think what he did was hit delete.
And Jamie today is wearing Snoopy.
I know. But it's Halloween. It's a Halloween-y sweatshirt. Yeah. Sweater.
But when this comes out, it's a day after Halloween.
So. Whatever.
It's still Halloween.
Yeah. I'm celebrating every day. You know why?
All weekend long.
It's frickin' bats. Love frickin' bats.
That's kind of weird, right?
No, I love Halloween. I think it's great. Okay. I have the best Halloween experiences.
Bats specifically is...
Freaking bats. Hey. You know why? Because when I grew up, I didn't know that bats existed in Alaska.
I did. When we lived in Anchorage,
yeah,
they would, like, and
yeah,
I lived in town.
They came
like,
in your fire.
Rogers Park. They would fly around.
Everywhere.
In town.
Yeah.
And then that's when I heard, when the neighbor mom said that they'd come and take her eyelashes off or something. And then I was like petrified of bats.
Frickin' bats. All right. So we are going to actually do tales of terror today in real estate to share some really fun stories across the United States while Kirk gets his fun facts. I think you did stats. Didn't we start
with
stats?
Yeah. And it's looking a little different on my... than it was on the iPad. But again, we're getting our data from the Alaska MLS. It's about 40% participants from our local area. Our local board does not put out sold stats. They're one of six MLSs in the country that do not participate in sharing sold data. So we don't get good sold data from them. We get it from our Alaska MLS.
Yeah.
And so 40%, that's enough of a sample size for us to say it's going to be good information. So average sales price, and this is for North Pole, is 406. That's up about 11%. Average days on market, again, this is North Pole, is 68 days. Average price per square foot is $220. That's up 5.3%, and this is in the last 30 days. I have one for Fairbanks real quick, and I'll rattle that one off, too. One second.
Awesome.
And Fairbanks, oddly, it's $330K, so which is down 1.7%. Average days on market, 87 days. Price per square foot is $194, and that's just up 1.6%.
Okay. So we have been talking a little bit about statistics in our office, things that we're seeing. So it's definitely still a seller's market, but buyers are taking their time on buying. So things have... It's weird because things are super busy, but they're slowing down a little bit. So I think what we're seeing kind of in the office is, for the most part, buyers are really taking their time. They're being a little bit more thoughtful. They don't feel maybe as compelled to, it's like one and done. It's like they go look, or they might have the opportunity to go back a few times and look at the same house before they make that decision. Or they want a couple more concessions. They really want to kind of bargain their way through the process versus maybe 3 or 4 years ago where it was kind of like, we just want to buy it and be done with it.
As is,
yep,
nothing.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like,
could
you fix a couple things, or could you throw in maybe $5,000 toward closing costs, or could you help us?
Guess what I got last week or the week before last?
As a, give me
a concession, a seller credit to the buyer.
Oh my gosh.
$15,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
We did 7,000 and we got, so we did 7,000, one of my sellers did, and we did, I think we got 10,000 as
concession?
When she bought.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's just, I mean, that's it. But another one, I put an offer in over the weekend or late last week. And it was priced good, if not aggressively, and a price point, and it was in the 235 range. Well, there's a lot of buyers out there, too. And so, yeah, that's a competing market. My guy didn't want to compete because a lot of buyers are just not as motivated as they were a few years ago. Didn't want to compete, but there was, you know, there was at least three offers in total. There could have been more.
Yep.
And so we just, you know, we lost out because we didn't want to compete.
Yep.
Or he didn't want to compete. But, yeah, I mean, so there's just, it's all depends on the house, depends on the price.
100%.
Depends on the market, depends on what price segment it in. I mean, there's just
location,
a million factors that go into it. So, yeah, that's why you should always go with somebody who's experienced and can tell you what's going on with the market.
Yep. So we're going to share some really fun stories. I don't know how fun they are going to be over the radio, but
they are.
So we've asked other realtors to share their stories with us. We're going to share some things that we've seen, just, I don't know, creepy, strange, weird. But the first one we're going to start off with is a realtor shared, I had a first-time home buyer with a limited budget. We found a small Cape Cod that was completely redone from top to bottom and being offered at an incredible price. This home showed like a brand, new drywall, new doors, windows, roof, carpeting, kitchen, and baths. My client were so excited as they ran upstairs while I stayed on the first floor, critiquing the home, wondering why the sales price was so low. While standing in the dining room, I heard a woman's voice in the kitchen say, "I'm here." Startled, I went to the kitchen to see who it was. There was no one there. The voice came again. It said, "I'm here." I was so freaked out that I yelled to my clients to get ready to go. Of course, they wanted to make an offer, so I pulled the seller's property disclosure statement. Added onto the last page was a newspaper article that read, "Husband killed wife in the kitchen," and lit the home on fire. I still get chills to this day, and no, my clients decided not to make an offer.
I don't know why.
That would be weird to see an article clipped and stapled to the disclosure.
Right. I don't
like
know
that. Versus
I,
just
I
saying.
Don't th- I don't think I've ever seen that.
Like just versus saying that, you know, a murder had occurred or that a death had occurred in the house to actually clip the article and give as much details from
I've never seen that.
Yeah. From this that standpoint. I don't know that I would do that just because you don't know the take on that, you know, but.
I'm eating Halloween candy if I get too crunchy. No.
That's the best part of Halloween, the candy. Remember when you were a kid, you'd fill up your pumpkin and then you'd divide up like what was the best. And the best was if you got a full-size candy bar from somebody's house.
Heck yeah.
Those were the best people on the block. But in our neighborhood, those were the rich people. Now, you went to the rich people's house.
And I'm sure everybody had one, a dentist on their block that gave out toothbrushes and dental floss. And,
yes.
Yep.
Which is funny because I feel like those were the houses your parents made you hit. So you could get
over and over again.
Yeah, so you could get your good stuff. So I think when we ran this show last time, we told a story. I shared that I had taken a client to a showing in North Pole, and the house was adorable. So it was had just been redone. It had a lot of updates to it. And so that's why they wanted to go see it, because the pictures looked fantastic. It had new flooring, had new windows, had an updated kitchen. But when we got into it, it had a sign on the front door that said, "Please remove your shoes." So we removed our shoes. They had just finished the Arctic entryway. So we took our shoes off in the Arctic entryway. They had a giant kennel, a picture of a very large dog, and it had a weird kind of smell in the house. And so as we were touring through the house, normally I kind of walk through. My standard of walkthrough is I'm walking through with the client. So we're kind of maybe talking about things that they've pointed out if they're looking for certain things, or we're looking at the updates of things if they're really concerned about some of the big ticket items they might have to replace. So I'm pointing out, oh, yes, this is great. It looks like the windows have been redone. This is the kitchen that you wanted. Or if the wife is like, oh, I really needed pantry storage, I'm like, look, you've got your pantry storage. So we're just kind of checking off some of those items. And the wife was kind of moving faster than the husband and I were, because he was specifically looking for anything he might have to update. And so she got to one of the third bedroom, I think, in the house, and I heard her gasp. And we weren't there yet. And then we went in, and they had made it into a chicken room. So the whole room had been transformed. They put the baby chicks on the floor. Yep, baby chicks on the floor. And that's when I realized what the actual smell was. And then we were laughing because the husband looked at me and he goes, "I don't understand why we had to take our shoes off." And I said, well, I said, all I could say was, because if they request that we take, I mean, of course, we did not step into that room. It was baby gated off so the chicks couldn't come out into the rest of the house. And they did still really want to make an offer on the house because they loved it. And all I could think, all I could think was, I just don't know how you're going to get the smell
That's
out
what I'm thinking.
Of that room. But they did not mind it at all. We did not get that house. They lost out on another offer. But I just,
multiple offers on the chicken, baby chicken house?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, to be honest, I like later on in life, I thought probably like the next year, I thought with more experience, I kind of wanted to ask that realtor, was that a good selling feature? Like, were you complimented or were you critiqued on the baby chickens? Because you know how some people would be like, oh my gosh, that's just so cute. Where some of us would be thinking like, oh my gosh.
You're ruining the house.
Right. How am I going to get the smell out? What does this even mean? Because I always try to think like, you actually have a client right now that is, they don't enjoy cats at all. So I ended up showing a house to them and they are very sensitive to cat smell. And so as we were going through the one house, it smelt like cats. And so we were talking about how we'd have to remove the carpet, the subfloor potentially. So we were just, you know, repaint if that smell is there, how to get the smell out. And so he was just kind of adding up some of the costs of those things. But that house was priced really, really well.
I guess I didn't know that but now I'm reflecting back. Yeah, he did bring up cat smells on a few different
houses.
Yes,
he is very sensitive to that. So it's just something that I always think about when people bring up animal smells. Is if they're especially like having a husband that's highly allergic to cats, we're always like, really, what would we have to do to make sure that they can survive in that? But anyway, just interesting.
Who puts chickens in their house?
I don't know. And not just like one. There was probably like 50 baby chicks.
No.
50. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was filled to the brim.
I would let a fox go in the house.
It was just wild. I've never seen that again. I've never run into that again. But I, and what was weird is the Arctic entryway was, my thought when I left that house was the Arctic entryway was very large. It ran probably half of the length of the house, and the house was a ranch style house. So plenty of room in the Arctic entryway of the house, and it was heated. And that was the part I couldn't figure out is why they didn't use the Arctic entryway as the chicken area.
Right.
And so, it was mind-boggling to me. I was just like, why would you have used an entire bedroom versus using the, unless maybe the dog, but I just thought, that's so, I wouldn't have had chickens, but anyway. To each their own. Okay, another story from another realtor. Several years ago, my client and I were doing a final walkthrough of a house before closing. My buyer had requested that the seller fix a fence in the backyard. It was winter and the snow was about a foot deep. As we were walking outside toward the fence, my foot hit something hard under the snow. We started digging and saw a boot. Thinking it had just been thrown in the yard, we attempted to pick it up, but then out of the snow came a leg. And that freaked us out. A homeless person had wandered onto the property and had frozen to death. The police roped off the area. The closing was delayed 2 weeks, but the buyer still closed and went through.
Yikes.
That was in New York. I don't know if I don't know how I would feel about that. I don't know if I could go through with that. I mean, I guess I would, but I don't know. It would just be so weird.
It'd
so
be hard
sad,
to
but
erase
so
it out
weird.
Of your mind. Yeah.
Yes.
I think I've told you about our first house that we bought up here. We bought a house that had been a rental for 30 some plus years. But we bought it and we knew that come spring, I mean, anything can happen. And by the way, yeah. If you buy a house, just know
things are going to be frozen.
Things are going to be frozen. And when yeah. things melt, it might not be the prettiest thing. And yeah, there was all sorts of crazy. There was an old raised garden bed that we cleared out. I mean, you name it, we found it in there.
Yeah.
We found pornography. We found gold. I mean, all sorts of crazy.
In the yard?
Yeah, in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found different, like we constantly go in the yard as we're clearing things out. We have found tools. We found chains. Like maybe they cleared stuff out or were using equipment and maybe chains broke from trees.
We have mining equipment buried in our yard.
Yeah, just most bizarre stuff that we're still like John will do a big pile of stuff that he's found as he's like walking through the woods to clear stuff out or rake up leaves or take down trees. He'll have found bizarre stuff, which of course we're always just looking to make sure the dogs don't get hurt. But So speaking of passed away, or I had a house that I was closing on, and the neighbor had started spreading rumors to my client that maybe there was some foundation issues, which we had had the engineer crawl all over that house, and it was solid. Everything had passed inspection with flying colors. Like, he was so excited to buy this 6-acre house. And I said, maybe it was on, sorry, sitting on 6 acres. And so I said, maybe the neighbor might have, because we were in a bidding war. So I said, maybe he also was somebody that was trying to purchase the house. So maybe he's just frustrated. I don't know. But there's nothing that leads me to believe that there's any foundational issues. But we brought in somebody else to check out the foundation specifically, just because I was like, not that I wouldn't do that for any client, but I've known him for like 10 years. So I was just like, let me try to ease any fear that you would have. Well, I expressed this to the other realtor on the other side, asking, have you heard anything? Does the seller know anything? You know, I just want to make sure that why are these rumors being spread? And then, you know, in an effort to make sure no other rumors would be spread, the realtor said, well, I do want to disclose, because I don't know what other information might get out, that a person has passed away in the house, not in the time that you would have to legally disclose, but within like 6 or 7 years. And so then I was like, oh, gosh. So I called my buyer and I was like, listen, nothing's wrong with the foundation. I do think that the neighbor has actually tried to purchase the house and wanted the extra acreage next to his house and was going to buy it and use it as a rental, because that was kind of the rumor we were hearing. And then I said, but somebody did pass away in the house within the last 7 years. And I just want to make sure that you feel really comfortable now that I'm hearing this information. And he started laughing. He was like, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. And I was like, okay. And he was like, so he used that line during our whole closing. He still uses that line to this day. I went over to check on his dog the other day, and he was like, I still ain't afraid of no ghosts. I mean, his house is just stunning. He's putting a shop on it, loves it, has plenty of room. Like, we just lucked out, because we had been looking for over a year for that. Like, everything we found was just a no. And he's also a builder, so like, there were just things we went and saw, and he was just like, no. And I was just like, I was getting so discouraged that I was not going to be able to find him anything. We put in an offer. We lost on the one house he wanted. And so when we finally found this, and then the neighbor started that, I was just like, oh my gosh, he's going to ruin this. Like, but then funny story, he actually became really good friends with the neighbor. The neighbor admitted that he just was really worried about who he might get. And so he wasn't quite sure. Yep, he wasn't quite sure.
Did I scare him off?
Yep, and then they're really good friends, and they hang out and all this. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. So they've had dinner, drinks, everything. They hang out probably like once a month. totally enjoy each other. So I think it's just a smaller community over there, and I think he was just really nervous about who he was going to get as a neighbor. But nope, works out really, really well.
Awesome.
All right, another story. A repeat buyer couple and I went to view a short sale listing, and after I knocked on the door, it cracked open about half an inch, peeked inside, it was pitch black. In the darkness, I heard a voice say, come in. My buyers and I entered with our hands out in front of us because we couldn't see anything. I asked, can I turn on some lights? No reply. We turned a corner where I found a light switch, turned it on. We were standing in the kitchen where 4 or 5 people were sitting on couches in their pajamas, staring blankly ahead. There was also a deep freezer chest in the middle of the room and a hole in the floor. All of a sudden, 2 huge German shepherds pounced on a sliding door, started barking like crazy. My clients and I almost hit the ceiling, but the people sitting on the couches didn't even flinch. They just sat there staring straight ahead. I asked a question to one of them, kind of mumbled something. I thanked them for their time. My clients and I quickly scooted out the door and into my car. We drove several miles before any of us spoke. Miss Buyer broke the silence, saying, did anyone else feel like we were about to become Sunday barbecue?
That is weird.
I know. I would have just said, oh, I'm sorry, there's people in the house.
Yeah.
We're going to come back a different time.
Yeah.
Show up or do a different showing. Yeah. I've gone to a couple houses with clients that I've been like, no. Like, the pictures were not what we saw at all when we showed up at the showing. And then I just went, this is not safe at all.
Like what?
I went into one house with my client was heavily, heavily pregnant, and they did not disclose that there was black mold everywhere. So we went upstairs, and I mean black mold. I've not seen it like that before in a long time. We went upstairs. We were touring. I opened the closet, saw a little bit of mold, then opened up the closets all the way. It was covered in black mold on the wall.
Is there a problem with black mold?
There is. And then when it stopped her and I said, you need to back up, because I didn't know what – just with her being pregnant as she was, and she had her other the toddler with us, and I had no masks, I had nothing. And then I noticed the bathroom was covered in black mold, and this was in a townhouse. And then I opened up the other closet, noticed there was black mold everywhere, so I took her and I said, we're going to not finish this tour. I said, I'll see what's going on, and then I'll see if this is even going to be right, but I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be right for you. You need to get the baby out of here as well, because it was only
right.
Two
it's
or one.
It's not healthy for any human.
Right. So I got them out, and then I called the other realtor, and I said, nowhere in any of the disclosures, nowhere in the showing listing does it say, please, like, wear a ventilator or a mask. There's black mold. And they said, oh, yeah, it's in the closets. It's not that big of a deal. And I said, I brought in a very, like, heavily pregnant client. I would have had masks. I would have gone in myself. I would have done video. I said, this needs to be disclosed.
Yeah. Statement.
I said, this is not.
I wouldn't even put it on the market.
No,
that's crazy.
I said, this is inappropriate. And then I went into one where part of the floor was missing. And then some of the steps were breaking. And I called the other realtor and I said, I almost went through the flooring. And so I said, this is not at all safe. And so they apologized to me, and then I took pictures and video and then just said, you need to let anybody coming in, because I was more worried because my clients were a little bit old. I mean, any client, but I'm just like, I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
And I'm always worried because I'm always like, especially when snow hits, like if we have to break trail or if, you know, and I get it. If we're out going out for showing and we're like the first ones and then it just snowed the night before, they may not be able to get somebody out there to plow or shovel or whatever.
Right.
Then I always go out in my boots first and break trail for us. But I'm always like, please step in my like prints or
tracks. Yeah.
Yes. And stay right behind me. And or if it's icy, I'm just like, I don't want anybody to get hurt. Like our biggest thing is I don't want anybody to get hurt, especially not at a showing. Because then even if it was like the perfect house, is that going to just ruin it for you? But I'm always take video and pictures and show the other realtor because I'm just like, I don't want this to happen to anybody else.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah. So do we have time for one more story before break?
Show's almost over, so we better take our I wasn't paying attention. I was just so mystified by your stories.
Oh, my gosh. We need a break. We're in trouble.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
Lisa's not here today. We've trapped her in the office because we've trapped her. We make her work too hard. Someday she'll be back in the studio. You wish she was hardly working. All right, so we got another story. I was visiting a new development that was still empty. If you're just joining us, we're telling horror stories in real estate. We've asked other realtors across the United States to share with us. This one comes from Florida. I was visiting a new development that was still empty, had no electricity. I went down into the basement of one of those homes with a flashlight. I saw something in the shape of a head on the floor. I just ran out of there as fast as I could. I later found out it was a bike helmet. That makes me laugh because I've done that several times when I've gone in. Just some of the creepy basements where the electricity doesn't work as well. And then I'm trying to film or I'm trying to point things out to clients when we've done some of the FaceTime showings. And I cannot stand. Ever since I saw Arachnophobia in the theater when I was a kid. And I know it's so fake, and I know it's not how things are going to happen, and I know, like, I know mentally that we do not have that here, but every time I'm in a basement, I just am like, this is where spiders are going to come out of the woodwork, and they're going to leap on me, and I'm going to have one in my hair. And so we went down, just recently, I went to see one of the houses that needs to be renovated. And I took one of my friends with me just so she could give some idea, like flipper ideas to share. I was like, oh, I'll just get your perspective so we can maybe share with the client some of your remodel ideas. And so she came with me and then she was like, we walked outside when we got done videotaping the house. And she was like, oh, my gosh, you have a spider. And she was like, just don't move. And I didn't have a spider. I had nothing. It was like the way my ponytail was sitting on my shoulder. But my whole body went totally rigid. And I thought, this is why I get so paranoid downstairs. And it happened to me this last summer. I went to a house with a client. And there really was a whole the house obviously had not been gone in for several months. And across the door handle was a giant spider web and a giant spider. And thank goodness the gentleman I was showing houses with, the dad, was just not – he even frightened and he just tore that whole thing down. But I went, I can't stick the key
not
in
for me.
I was like, and I went, I hate spiders. That's why every engineer is always like, do you want to go under the crawl space with us? And I go, no, please take the client.
I had a property in Enana, and the crawl space, it was Charlie or Vince, had to go down there. But they called it a spider hole. You had to dislocate your shoulder to get into this little hole, and they called those spider holes.
I cannot. Okay, here's another one. This one's from North Carolina. As I was showing a piece of land, my client and I discovered both human and pet cemeteries overgrown with a brush, cement kennels, a vacant squatter's camp complete with homemade alarms, massive spider webs between nearly every tree, and it was at the end of a long dirt road with a big yellow sign that said dead end. All I kept thinking was this property looked like something straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah, murdered.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, no. There's been a couple times that I've gone down the wrong road somewhere in North Pole, and then I see no entry, trespass. Yeah. And then I'm just shot. And then I have a client behind me. So because you're trying to find this obscure piece of property and you're thinking, oh, why couldn't the realtor have another sign that got us right there? And then I'm thinking, this is where we're both going to get shot by somebody that's just like, this is my property. Why have you come down this road? Nobody comes down it. I'm just like, we've gone the wrong way. That's what happened to me the other day. You sent me to go get those signs and stuff off your property, except two guys followed me in a pickup truck, and then they were like, are you lost? And then they were like, my brother's buying the house. And I was like, oh, thank God.
I know. It was a creepy area, and I didn't want to go.
I know, but then they were so nice, and I was like, oh, thank God, Alaskans coming through. And they actually drove me right there. They said, just follow us. We'll take you right there. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Jamie, if there's any buyers that want to go look at creepy houses or any sellers that want to list their creepy houses, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, call me at 907-378-2400. We hope you had a happy Halloween. Enjoyed October. We're welcoming you right into November. Stay tuned for behind the mission
and the United Way.
The United Way, and have a fabulous Saturday.
Bye, y'all.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.